Michael awoke to the clatter of the tin tray as Biggs placed it beside his field cot. He groaned as he tried to sit up, but his injuries pulled him down again. "What time is it, Biggs?"
"Half past seven, sir, and a lovely spring morning."
"Biggs, for God's sake, why didn't you wake me? I've missed the dawn patrol."
"No, we haven't, sir," Biggs murmured comfortably. "We've been grounded."
"Grounded?" "Lord Killigarin's orders. Grounded until further notice, sir." Biggs ladled sugar into the cocoa mug and stirred it.
"High time, too, if I may be allowed to say so. We've flown 37 days straight."
"Biggs, why do I feel so bloody?"
"According to Lord Killigarin, we were severely attacked by a bottle of cognac, sir.
Before that, I smashed up the old flying tortoise," Michael began to remember.
"Spread her all over France, sir, like butter on toast," Biggs nodded.
"But we got them, Biggs. Both of the blighters, sir."
"The book paid out, I trust, Biggs. You didn't lose your money."
"We made a nice packet thanking you, Mr. Michael." And Biggs touched the other items on the cocoa tray.
"Here's your loot."
There was a neat sheaf of 5 one-pound notes.
3-1, sir, plus your original stake.
"You're entitled to 10% commission, Biggs."
"Bless you, sir."
Two notes disappeared magically into Biggs's pocket. "Now, Biggs, what else have we here?"
4 aspirants, compliments of Lord Killigarin."
"He is flying, Biggs, of course." Gratefully, Michael swallowed the pills.
"Of course, sir. They took off at dawn."
"Who's his wingman?"
"Mr. Banner, sir."
"A new chum," Michael brooded unhappily.
"Lord Andrew will be all right. Don't you worry, sir."
"Yes, of course he will. And what's this?" Michael roused himself. "Keys to Lord Killigarin's motorcycle, sir.
He says as you are to give the Count his salams, whatever those may be, sir, and his tender admiration to the young lady."
Biggs. The aspirins had worked a miracle. Michael felt suddenly light and carefree and gay. His wounds no longer pulled and his head no longer ached.
"Biggs," he repeated.
"Do you think you could lay out my number ones and give the brass buckles a lick and the boots a bit of a shine?" Biggs grinned at him fondly.
"Going calling, are we, sir?"
"That we are, Biggs. That we are."